12:05 a.m. Friday, August 21st, 2009. Episode number 180 of Oh Yeah Dude. My name is Jonathan, and this is Seth. Hello, Seth. I'm aware of the fact that you want me. You're aware of the fact that I want you. I've made it abundantly clear that I want you. You've made it abundantly clear that you want me. Oh,
God, we love Pitbull. Pitbull's our dog.
Don't sleep on that hotel song. That's going to be a jam.
That is a jam.
Give him that other one.
That's a club banger right there.
Whenever
I'm down in Miami, I always kick it with the bull. Kick it with the bull.
Oh my God, Seth.
Are you aware that back to school shopping is in full swing?
Yes.
Clothes, school supplies.
I've been conversing with some people that were moving into their dorms.
No way.
Yeah, just for their already first freshman right, year, yeah, moving into their dorms, like first time.
Yeah, like, hey, got a microwave yet?
Tough time.
There's always battles with roommates. So who's going to bring the fridge and who's going to bring the microwave? I think I'm told. That's always...
I never did that.
You didn't get that. You didn't have that experience.
Well, I guess boarding school doesn't
count. It's sort of similar.
But certainly that first coming into a place and all of a sudden you're in a fucking crazy, weird, huge house with all these other kids and like you're just like, oh, fuck, we like sleep in the same place every night now. And
like yeah. Like, why are you so close to me?
I think it's weirder doing it at that age than it would be going to college, because by the time you get to college, you are so ready to be the fuck out of your parents' house.
You say that, but when you're an only child,
a latchkey kid,
and Keith Travis from Nashville, Tennessee is in the bunk above you, and Casey McCarthy from Parkersburg, West Virginia is like 6 feet away from you, it's very,
very real.
Daunting. It's very real.
Like my letters from camp.
It's like very real. It's honest.
Yeah. I would imagine.
Yeah, it was tough for me.
I've had some.
It's tough for me to make that transition.
Homesickness is a real, it's a very real thing.
I said this on the show. My mother said that's when you were always OCD and crazy, but that's when everything just like spiraled out of control for you because you were used to always alone, and now I had these people like so close to me.
Dealing with, yeah.
I'm like, dealing with.
Yeah, I'm content,
intimate.
I'm
intimately
with.
Dealing with.
In the upcoming fall TV preview of Entertainment Weekly,
okay,
some of the magazines being mailed to New York and Los Angeles will include the first ever video player. It is a 2-inch screen that will play ads for Pepsi Max.
Thank you very much.
And also new CBS fall lineup commercials for television.
For television shows.
So this is a tiny 2-inch television.
What are you
inside
reading?
Of your magazine.
I'm not.
I'm reading television.
I'm reading television.
I'm reading the new television.
Honey, what magazine are you reading? I'm actually watching television.
I'm on my sites.
But it looks as if I'm on my sites. I'm downloading TV.
I'm downloading new TV.
But honey, why is your magazine talking to you? Honey, don't worry.
So it's
I'm watching my
out,
magazine.
Speakers, 2-inch screen.
You know the things when you scare the shit out of me. So you open up the magazine and it just plays. It does the same thing except this
like Pepsi Jazz.
Yeah, and then CBS people will come in and tell you, CBS people, meaning people on CBS.
The people on CBS.
Will tell you how to navigate said, the television and speakers you're reading or watching. What are you doing?
Fuck,
I don't
man.
Know anymore.
How much is it weigh? What is it, like a shuffle? What the fuck is it?
It's awesome.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's so
man.
Crazy. You know who's on a CBS show called Gary Unmarried?
Jay Moore?
My friend Jay Moore. Do you know how much he makes per episode on that show?
Can I guess?
You can.
Will I get anywhere? You think I'll get close?
I think you'll get it exactly.
$60,000
an episode. He makes $150,000 an episode. They shot 20 episodes that aired last year. He made $3 million. They're picked up for another season. It begins Wednesday, September 23rd at 8:30 p.m.
Fuck, man.
Jonathan, that's the 35th Annual People's Choice Awards favorite new TV comedy. He makes 150 Gs a fucking week. Honey, I need to go to work.
Yeah, you do.
Miss Cox, I need to go to work. 150,000 dollars a week.
Miss Cox, what do you mean?
His wife, Nikki Cox.
Oh, that's right. I thought he was just that was his nickname for her. Mrs. Cox.
Hey, Mrs. Cox.
I've got to go to work.
My maiden name is Simmons. Whatever.
I make
$150,000. I will call you whatever I want. I make $150,000 a week.
That's so much money, it's dude. That's so, so much money.
For a week.
5-day shooting.
A week.
I know what those are. I'm
You've
a lot
seen
kid.
That. You're a lot kid.
I'm a lot key kid.
You're a lot key kid. You saw that firsthand. That's a table it's read a on
solid,
a Monday.
It's a solid.
I know Will and Grace had that
solid,
shit on lockdown. You got
solid,
James Burrows directing
an
episode.
Solid work week. But hey.
At the end of that Will and Grace run, literally, I heard them talking about they were doing like 4-hour days, 3 days a week. They had this shit on lockdown.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. $150,000 a week, Mr. Moore. Friend of the show, I'd like to think. I'm a friend of his fucking show. He can be a friend of my show. I'm the only person that watches that fucking show. How can he make that much money a week?
So weird.
Unbelievable.
Is there just some crazy, crazy amount of people watching television?
No, it gets
country?
Terrible ratings.
It does, right?
No, it's like a
Nobody
middling sort of low-level CBS sitcom.
But they don't have anything else?
I don't know.
You can't?
I don't know.
According to the Hygiene Council, these are the germiest spots in an average American home.
The Hygiene Council. A council on hygiene.
Number 8, the kitchen faucet.
I've never used my kitchen, so I don't got to worry about that.
Number 7, a baby changing table. Nope.
No, but I would imagine that can get...
Grody?
Unsanitary. Grody to the max.
Well, I would think that... You
or maybe
would
it's highly...
Highly... I mean, if you're in the right type of household, it would probably be a very, very clean spot because you're not letting like your exposed baby's butthole
no,
like be around.
But
like,
you got to wipe as you go because you know those babies' little dinks, they goes, pee and shit oh, just like
yeah,
automatic.
I know that.
I've never had that.
I've gotten straight
I've never
tagged.
Even seen that, but I've seen it in like movies and television.
I've gotten tagged. My little brother changing him.
Oh,
like,
for real?
Fucking in my, pissed in my face.
Yeah,
like,
what's up now?
Puked on my
Drink
face,
this, fool.
Like all of it. So number 7, baby changing table. Number 6, light switches.
We know that, right?
Number 5, microwave touchscreen.
You don't think
gross.
That, but...
Always gross.
Get your grubby hands all up on that fucking power button. Look
what
happens.
And it's all that touch surface,
yeah.
Glossy plastic
you're
shit.
Just
so it just
waiting,
always just
inviting.
Takes all the
yeah.
oil.
From your shitty fucking lasagna you're putting in your microwave.
Number 4, kitchen sponges. Definitely.
Would
so
never
gross.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a breeding ground. I mean, come on.
Number 3, pet food dish.
I would imagine.
Number 2, tub and shower.
Got to keep that. That's why you got to get that Clorox, that soft scrub.
Number 1, television remote control. Gary unmarried remote control.
The Gary unmarried control. Because you've taken the whole world. You might as well just take your sneaker off and rub the fucking sole of the sneaker on the fucking remote. Cause
but is that in a family household type thing where it's like there's a billion people touching the thing all the time? If it's just you and you're a clean motherfucker and it's your remote... It's like it's as dirty as you are as at
which is,
any given moment, which is
which
never
is cleaner than a fucking children's hospital.
So then, fucking shut up.
Shut up, hygiene
Germ
council.
Germ freaks basically shouldn't. Germophobes shouldn't. Their shit's on lock. Like they should just be like
we keep
teaching
our shit
classes, basically,
on lock.
Like to the unclean people.
To the unclean people.
I definitely think that like. It might be a better way of living. Sorry.
My way?
Yeah.
It's my way, the highway, dog. You think so, right?
I think it takes something that I don't necessarily possess as a human being
okay.
at this stage of my life.
Not to say that you will not possess this at a later stage.
And but at this and the there's a craziness aspect to it that is just what it is. And
pretty
I up. Think that's the part that you're striving towards thing. And my thing is to get to a point to where my personal like discipline gets my shit locked up to where I'm not doing shit to myself. That's gross eating whatever. And then my clean, you know what I mean? Like shit's fucking gross. There's at a certain point, if you're taking care of your own body and it's maintain to a certain level, you don't want to let other people's like poor maintenance rub off
get
on
up
you.
On that
and so
and
there
by body
is
you
something
also mean
to it.
Home
right and I think there's something to that
my mother says wipe as you go that's her slogan
just UID.
Wipe as you go. Now, I'll tell you something. You want to talk about hygiene and sanitary conditions. There's a new television series.
You know that I'm using a new microphone right now?
What?
I'm using a different
microphone. Holy shit.
I don't know if you knew that.
I noticed that you're holding it with your left hand.
I keep moving it around. I'm not totally comfortable with it. Hopefully it sounds... Of course, people are going to complain no matter what, but... Yeah.
Looks great.
Thank you. Are you jealous of it?
I'm not jealous because I love my microphone so much.
I made you that microphone.
I know.
I built that microphone.
Built that from scratch. Me and Les Paul built you this microphone.
Rest in peace, Les Paul.
There's a show on A&E. It's a new television series. Now, A&E is my network. I have my Obsessed and my Intervention. It's the network that makes me feel better about myself. A&E. Feel better about yourself by watching these fucking people whose lives are so completely unmanageable and broken that it will take your picadillos, if you will, and you can laugh at them. They have a new show called Hoarders, which is about...
I'm listening.
Hoarders.
Yeah.
And these people, we're not talking about like, Mom, why do you have last year's Better Homes and Gardens and... Hey, this mac and cheese is...
Oh, come on. This is frozen. This is from last Christmas. We got to get this out of here.
This cottage cheese can't be good anymore.
Oh, boy.
We're talking about duct taping freezers because they won't stay shut because there's so much shit. Stockpiling fucking rice and beans up in the basement into a home where you're just trapped on a couch with your cats because there's no movement because people have to come in hazmat suits and shovels to start to sift through the amount of shit that is in these people's homes. It's a couple parents with some kids. They're going to take the kids away because
it's totally gross.
They eat in the bed, all five of them, because it's the only... The parents' bed is the only place where they can sit.
We just eat in the bed.
It's like...
What do you mean?
No. Because there's no... I mean, the floor to ceiling was shit. Oh, it was so good. Please watch the show and be so happy. Hoarders. About your life.
About your lack of this thing in you.
A&E. Feel better about yourself.
It's,
Oh, man. These people are like... They keep some shit. This woman bought a pumpkin that is decomposed so bad that they're wearing gas masks in there. And when they shovel the pumpkin into the trash, she's talking to the pumpkin. I love you, pumpkin. And then picking through it. Ooh, maybe get some seeds. I could probably get some seeds. No. You can't get any fucking seeds. We're talking about a dude who's got a stack of bricks in the backyard, like seven bricks just like lying. And he's like, you know, I could probably do something with those bricks. Yeah. No.
It's
why do you have 12 fish tanks that are just like, I need those fish tanks. He has a deck that's attached, the deck to nowhere. It's like a deck in the backyard that he got hauled from another person's house. It's just a deck.
He hasn't attached it yet.
He doesn't attach it. It's my deck.
He hasn't attached
it. My dad
it
would have done it. It's my dad. Like, oh boy.
It's my dad's fault.
It's my dad's deck. It's his father's fault. I mean, we are talking about some hoarding and I like it. I mean, for me, who had a nervous breakdown that I might have mentioned briefly at the beginning of the year, who went through literally every single item that has ever been in his life, categorized it, either kept it and put it in his heart and mind or gave it away, to see the amount, just the sheer number of items, it's just debilitating. I couldn't. I was like, I mean, the number, like, just if you counted up the individual number of things in the house, we're in the hundreds of thousands. It's just,
What? I mean, what do you in a place like that? It's just like you, if they took you and plopped you down in the middle of one of those places, and
I was
like,
already,
you have to spend the night
going
here.
There.
You're going to spend the night here.
Or if you, it's your job, like, to, you have to start to sift through this. I was already like, my mind's already going there. I was like, I was with them. That's why Hoarders is so good. You feel as if you're with them.
Oh man. I mean, what is it called scientifically? Is it Hoarders? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I don't think it has a fancy name.
And so it goes, and there's also ones that people that hoard. I mean, they hoard everything.
People hoard everything.
Like they hoard animals. I mean, they hoard. I mean, they can. People can transfer it, I think, to just about anything, like clothing, food, like you said, like people that are stocking up for some terrible thing, but it's really just the process of collecting that it is. Their focus point is some sort of like apocalyptic thing or some, but really it's this that keeps them
pacified.
Is the constant taking in of that.
And, oh, I forgot I had that. Like, yeah, you did.
I don't know, man. It's like, like two ticks away from something that we all do in like a totally weird, normal, nostalgic sort of tucking two, things in drawers and boxes sort of a way. It's
two
like
huge two huge A&E ticks.
Crazy clicks over.
Thanks again, A&E.
The channel at A&E. On November 1st, Philadelphia will become the first city in the country to ban cell phone use, including texting, while skateboarding, riding a bicycle, or skating. Inline or quad. They must use a hands-free device. The ticket will cost you $150.
That ain't cheap. They're going to do it, huh? We're going to be the first.
I was saying, I saw some crazy fixed gear guys like rolling down the street the other day, like,
fully,
you know,
erect,
fully erect, double-handing a BlackBerry, like, you know, just
ready for
rolling.
That car door to open and boom. Philly, going to lay it down.
That's
$150.
It's a bold move.
So in Boston, you can sit on a sidewalk, smoke a J, blow it in a cop's face and get a $100 ticket. In Philly, you can text on a skateboard and you pay $150.
Now, I've heard, have you heard firsthand accounts? I've heard that my brother's out there and he's like, it's not that crazy in Boston as far as the weed smoking goes.
Not.
But it should be.
But it's not.
But it's not.
Because it's still, you still get billy clubbed. If you smoked a joint
and
a cop walked by, they
face.
Still billy club you.
Yeah.
I mean, they arrest you in L.A. when they know it's legal just to make you have to spend $2,000 to get fucking bailed out. To be like, you just lost $2,000, fruit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Billy club you and take your fucking gram because what are you going to do? You're going to fight to get your gram back?
Yeah.
Anything to like hassle you.
Yeah.
So in Boston, it's like, fuck it.
Fucking teeth knocked in.
Yeah.
If you, like,
I'm going to curb you. I'm going to give you a Chelsea smile. Yeah. Why? Because you're smoking weed. It's legal. Shut up.
Yeah. Great. Sweet. This country's so fucked up. I mean, for as fucking crazy, we're so fucked up right now. Our shit is so crazy, man. There's so many liberties that we actually don't have in a way that we should have tenfold over other places in the world based off our like country's philosophy. And yet there's something.
You just gotta worry about yourself. You do whatever the fuck you want. You've never not done anything you haven't wanted to do. Everyone has that luxury. People are just fucking stupid. You have never in your entire life not done something because you couldn't do it. You've done everything you've ever wanted to do. You're on point. Everyone can be you. It's just people are mad stupid. People drive around with 400 pounds of weed in their car with a taillight out.
No, you're
people
right.
are just fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, this is fucking bullshit. I should have silver. You're just stupid.
Yeah.
That's all.
You're right.
You were fucking eating mushrooms like the other day and like rolling out to a bar. I don't like this bar. I don't want to be at this bar. Like, sir, you're on mushrooms. Fuck it, bitch. Texting, no helmet. His mother bought him a fucking helmet for his bicycle. Like what happens when you're an 8-year-old boy and you drive a Huffy and your mother buys you a helmet for your bicycle because you have to wear a helmet when
for
you ride
my birthday,
a bicycle.
It was my
the
birthday
only problem
present.
Is when
birthdays.
You're a 32-year-old fucking man and you're riding a bicycle and you look really cool, the second you put a helmet on,
Tough times.
How many girls are you going to roll up on your bike and make small talk with a fucking helmet on?
Like, hey.
Hey, seat's a little too low. What the fuck's on your head?
It's my helmet. My mom's got it for me for my birthday. I'm 32.
Why? I'm not following this. Why on a bicycle?
Hey, it's cool, man. It's fixed gear.
If it ain't fixed, it's broken. You like my helmet? No, you look like a douchebag.
You look like a guy who drinks out of a straw all the time.
Yeah, you look like a guy that like rides a bike with a helmet. Ever heard of a car and no helmet? Fuck it.
Oh, fuck.
But what are you going to do? You got to have a fucking helmet if you're on a bike because you're asking for trouble without it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you want to look like a douche? I mean, there's still hockey players that if they could, they'd fucking
take that fucking thing right off.
Like,
I look like an idiot. I don't give a shit.
Somebody. They don't give a shit. I mean, you see that old footage. When you see dudes playing hockey, I've never watched a hockey game in my life. I actually went to one Bruins game with my father because he thought it would be good. We'd go into Boston.
How
we
old?
Did have fun. I was in high school, but
right.
I'd never been to a hockey game, and it was
never
fun.
Never been since.
Never been since, because I'm fucking American, not Canadian. But when you watch old footage of like teams like playing hockey with no helmets on, it looks
pretty
fucking
gangster.
Fresh.
Yeah, you get a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit more steez up in there, right?
Pretty dope.
Yeah.
It's like when you watch old football, like with the weird helmets with like the crossbar that comes like down, like over the nose with like the triple.
Yeah. The dopest.
Triple mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fresh.
Or the quarterbacks have like the helmet with just the chin like bar.
One chin bar.
Like, let's play. Do you have a mouthpiece in? No. Cool.
Oh, fuck, man. This,
you got to, someone's got to be designing a life helmet that's like,
yeah,
doubles up as a bike helmet. It's the life helmet.
It's the life helmet. It's, so it, it does, it's car, look, bike,
it'll
walk.
It'll look fine.
It's going to look great. It's going to look like your head. It's going to be designed like my hair.
We're going to have cyber teeth and life helmets.
Cyber teeth and life helmets.
It's going to be UID, so sick.
Cyber teeth and life helmets. I'm so glad your mom got you that.
And it's going to be fun.
If your mom got you a helmet, it's pretty much guaranteed that you should be wearing it, because that's what her game is.
I'm already
on point.
Yeah.
Her game is so on point. If she got it for you, anything she gets you, 150% should be used.
It's a curse.
You're fucked.
Absolute curse.
I would stop riding a bike.
That's what it is.
I'd get your cardio by hiking and just try not to get eaten by a leopard or whatever kills mountain lions, whatever kills hikers.
The Center for Disease Control has released updated figures concerning the age of a woman when she has her first child, the average age of a woman when she has her first child. In 1970, the average age was 21. In 2006, the average age was 25.
All right, so that makes sense.
All right.
Because back in the day, you have a malted and you're like pregnant.
The lowest age average was found in Arkansas in 1970, and that was 20 years old.
Yeah, heard of Hatta.
The lowest age in 2006 was found in Mississippi.
Heard of Hatta.
And that's 22.
So heard of Hatta. So it's pretty simple to understand. It's heard of Hatta. Like, it's bottom line, the you're going to find a lower age. You ain't going to find it in Vermont, right?
Yeah.
Why is that? I mean, I know why it is. but it's just like,
it
don't herd of hatters want to be like, you know what? Fuck you, yo.
Well,
or they just, that's just how it is.
Do you think that there's a shit ton of herd of hatters that are like, fuck you, yo?
They are, because they listen to the show. I talk to
them.
And
that's the thing, is like, what I think sometimes, what it must feel like to like hear us even and be there
when we're talking shit,
when we're talking shit, because they are, then they go out into that exact world
and they're like,
and they're right there with us going
like why is
this
that pregnant woman
so
carrying around a 2 liter of Mountain
crazy.
Dew?
Why is she feeding that fucking 3-year-old a fucking, you know, a rock star? Like, this is nuts, man. And to be faced with it, or more inundated with it than we are, and yet still, whatever it is, not give in or give up or whatever the fuck you do, whatever allows you to endure and maintain your sense of what is sort of cool and not cool and crazy and not crazy and fucked up and not fucked up or whatever.
It's still probably just pockets, though. It's still probably, I bet everywhere is just, everywhere is exactly the same, and then the outskirts of wherever you are has the
no way.
You think it's like, if we went down like straight,
you'd be like,
Hatta,
this is fucking crazy.
Probably right.
This
I mean,
nuts.
I went home,
dude.
It was like,
nuts.
What the
I've been
fuck
in this
is going
I've
on?
I've been
here.
Around this country. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy.
Fuck, I ain't been anywhere. That's my thing.
I wear shit to fucking pick up Starbucks in the morning that I would probably have my fucking throat cut for wearing on the street in some fucking city.
Oh, if you wore those MC Hammer pants in Montgomery, it'd be over.
Like,
they'd kill you.
Like, I'd get shivved up. Like, and
oh, they cut you good.
And I blame them. I mean, it's like,
hey,
it's your guys' fault.
Hey!
Because
hey! When I was, the only time when I drove cross country and I was in Atlanta.
I'd get cut.
Massachusetts. I was like, I'm in Atlanta. I thought like, I'm in the A right now, right? This is like,
I'm kicking it with Mariah.
Yeah, I'm like, man,
I'm
picking up Jermaine Dupri right now. Like, why are you laughing at me?
We're
this
dissing Eminem together out here.
This is fucking crazy. I don't know.
According to the ACLU and the Human Rights Watch, the following states have the highest level of corporal punishment in U.S. school children.
All right, let's just stop. You're going to tell me the states that have the highest level of corporal, I don't even know what that means. We have to look this up. You're telling me that there's still places where they hit kids in school, I guess. I mean, I didn't go to Catholic school. I know, but my mother did, and there was like, you know, it was like doubt, like nuns, and like
fools,
my grandmother was telling
like
me when I was home at Christmas that there were literally like Sister Mary,
yeah,
like
my
Margaret,
dad got
that you were like terrified.
I think
of.
My dad got fucking.
But you're telling me in 2010 there are like states where kids are like in school getting hit. Is it safe for me to say that we're gonna run
we're
a herd of Hatta Matisse right through
Adam.
This? I'm gonna tell you the 10 states it's not. California, Massachusetts, Vermont, Connecticut, North Dakota, Washington State. I think that's enough. I don't know any other states.
Missouri.
Okay.
Number 10. Number 9, Florida.
Oh.
Number 8, Louisiana.
Harder.
Number 7, Oklahoma.
Harder.
Number 6, Tennessee.
Oh, so, wait a minute. So the next five, we're just going to go, let's just get in the car and get right into the belly of the beast.
Number 5, Georgia.
Bam.
Number 4, Arkansas.
Hey now.
Number 3, Alabama.
Welcome home.
Number 2, Mississippi.
Ouch.
Number 1, Tejas.
Stop hitting me. Don't they want to change that? That's just how they roll.
I told Seth today on Venice Boulevard in Centinela, there's a Chase Bank and a Mitsuwa Japanese market, which is dope. It's like a Japanese,
like real
grocery,
Japanese market.
Real Japanese grocery store within it. Two noodle shops and a crazy gift shop that has like just crazy like Ichiro like jerseys and shit like that. And it's huge and it's dope. And like a CVS and a Chase Bank, and posted up in the driveway, like in entering into the parking lot for all three, was this, you know, fucking whatever, 8x10, you know, no, like 10-foot long table, pamphlets all over it. One, I would say, black woman in her 60s.
Cool.
Like in kind of like Sunday church rig out, like hair done, like kind of like
big hat?
peach suit. No. And then like a jacked up kind of crippled looking old white dude in a chair, and like a 25-year-old Hispanic kid in, and
interesting
and
crew,
and a gigantic picture of Barack Obama with a Hitler mustache. And I mean, like, the thing was 4 feet tall, just his face. And then, like, people had posted up, but, like, had kept their distance.
Legally.
Wind was blowing and pamphlets were flying on the street. And she was discussing something with somebody who was 15 feet away and screaming at them. And she was trying to explain to them and was trying to lure them closer. And I just...
like,
this fucking place is freaking out, man.
You mean United
People
States.
People are bitching on the forums that maybe some shows have been downers lately, and that we're talking about how fucked up everything
I'm sorry.
Is.
Do they saying that really?
Yeah, and like
I'm not sure. I'm sorry.
I'm like I'm golden. Like I don't know. Like my shit's fucking awesome. But
I feel
like
I'm in good spirits. I don't want to take anyone down.
I feel like we're working.
I mean,
really
we just
hard
mentioned
doing
the fact that the whole fucking country has gone completely bonkers. I'm sorry if that like
if that bums you out to hear the fact that that's exactly what's fucking happening. But look at what the fuck is happening. This is nuts.
You know, it's my. It's not that. It's not, I'm not trying to be a downer. We're just talking about that. There's a, I think a disconnect. Is that what we said? Where I don't even know what it is. But I. This might be haphazard, but we just, there's like, there's reality, and then there's like everything else that we're living in, which is just like complete fucking chaos. There's some woman, I don't know, last week, a couple weeks ago, she was driving on the wrong side of the road in New York and ended up killing everybody in her minivan and like three other dudes in another car, and it's total nightmare, and how did this happen? They do a blood test on her, and she's got a blood alcohol content limit. It's like twice the legal limit. They find weed in her system, and they find an empty bottle of vodka in her minivan. Well, that's terrible. Like, why are you doing that? And so they get into the her husband. No, she didn't drink. She wasn't drunk. But she see in the few days after, everyone was trying to put the pieces together. She's a mother, and how could this happen? Well, we know totally how it happened. She was fucking drunk because they found an empty bottle of vodka in her van, and she was twice the legal limit, and they found weed. She didn't smoke weed, and but she did. Like I was saying about you, if someone called me up, you know, Jonathan, he's been arrested for murder. Well, he did it.
Oh, fuck.
He did it.
I knew it.
I knew. He's a crazy fucking bastard. He tried to choke me out one night. People are like, I don't know. People just,
okay.
I'm watching right. Dating in the Dark.
No, hold on. Because I got one thing to ask about that part of it. Is it, we've spoken about it before and tried to get down to the bottom of it, but it's like, is there also that thing of like, Seth went off the wagon, went on like a blackout bender and killed four people. Those four people are dead. Now, despite the fact that you've done the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
And I know that you've done the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
The only chance of you having any sort of an existence living beyond what you've done is the hope that you don't actually go to prison because you know what the fuck happened. You're a, you no, know what
she,
I mean?
She died.
Those, you know what I mean? What?
She died. Everybody's dead.
Oh, she is dead.
Everyone died. She killed her nieces, oh, her daughters, like everybody. So it's like it's like a tragedy that has the entire, like, how could a mother, like, how did this happen? Well, they found out how it happened.
She's a raging alcoholic.
She's a raging drunk. No, she didn't drink. But
dude.
Like, dude, stop it. I'm watching Dating in the Dark, and this is maybe a bad example because maybe these people are just, but they seem like normal, nice American people. That's why I'm watching the show. They're wholesome people. You've got three guys on this show.
Wholesome people that are what? Contestants on this show?
Well, yeah, I guess that's
one of the... Would you say that anyone, you could consider anyone that's on any show like that at this stage, that anybody's wholesome in their motives for...
Then this, you're right. This makes this a moot. I don't even. This makes it a moot point.
I mean, I'm.
Well, one of the dudes is like, I'm a romantic, and I believed him. Like, yeah, I believe this guy's a romantic. But then they let the three guys check out. That you get to go through the people's cars, the cars that they pulled up in. You get 10 minutes to sit there with the other two people
that's
and be
fresh.
Like, this is their car. Like, you get a sense of like who they are. The dude that's a romantic has got a box of condoms like right out front in the center console.
Like, romance.
Hey, guy. Just where is you have a box of condoms that if you have them still creepo that you're like in your ride or whatever
box.
but they're in like they're just where you put your change, like that's super weird. Another dude, they do the thing where they bring the sketch artist in and they draw the pictures like this is what they think you look like. My favorite fucking part, one of them is like pretty good, it looks it's a really good job, and you know, to be honest, I'm better looking than this guy. I think this guy's a douche. This guy looks kind of like a tool to me. I don't want to be that. Well, you're on, right? I guess, like you just said, you're on this show. You are that, right? You are this tool. You're on Dating in the Dark. Like, you're already there. You don't have to arrive at that. The third guy, I'm convinced that the sketch artist, it looks so much like this dude that I'm pretty sure that they just gave us the sketch artist a picture of the guy, like, and we're like, just pretend like you're gonna etch something out when the girl's telling you what you think she looks like, but really, like, this is what he looks like. Let's blow Seth's mind, because it's like he's holding it up next to him, it's like a spinning image, and the guy's like, I don't look like that. And it's like, dude, you look exact. No, I don't look like that. My hair's like it's just,
oh,
like,
God.
I can't, like, there's a complete, this is, that doesn't count because this is a
delusion.
I don't know.
Everybody's delusion.
I don't look like that. You know what, sir? That picture, no picture in the history of time has ever looked more like a person than this woman drew out of her mind's eye from a fucking description in the dark by another blind woman thinking what you look. I don't look like that. Late.
Whatever.
I can't. Is it? What is it?
I don't know what that is. If somebody showed me a picture that looked anything like me and said, I drew that of you, I'd be like, that looks like
you.
Me.
Thank you.
Like, can the dude that just posted one on Facebook, he just like drew a picture of me. I was like, that looks like me. I look bald in it. I look
That's
like
fine.
I'm balding.
That's fine.
But it looks like me balding.
Frame that.
Looks
put
like
that
a balding
up.
Me.
I want to put that in your place.
I mean,
I don't know. I told you, this is in this week, I heard, these are three things that I heard overheard in Hollywood this week. One person calling the Cash for Clunkers program Cash for Crunkers.
Thank you.
Okay. That's crazy that how Lil Jon started that, hooked up with Obama and started the Cash for Crunkers. That's
not just, sarcastically.
No, it's sarcastically, like totally calling it that. I heard a woman calling Arnold Schwarzenegger Schwarzenegger, leaving out like one of the symbols. And I said, what was that? You know, Schwarzenegger up in Sacramento.
Okay.
Up in Sacramento? Where is he? Where's Schwarzenegger? Is he in Sacramento? What are you saying to me? I heard another guy talking to another guy, like grown men.
Grown-ass men.
Grown-ass men. The guy says to him, you know, he's bigger. He had more body mass. So that, and I overheard them, and this was Monday or Tuesday, and there was an MMA fight. I was just in my mind, like, quickly... There was an MMA fight last week. I don't even know who fought. I was like, they're talking about a fight. And
yeah.
Maybe that's what they're talking about. I don't know of any other. You know, he's bigger, more body mass. I mean, that's why he won. He just believed it. And I was like, Kung Fu Panda, good movie.
Fuck you.
Me just standing there like, with my back turned to them being like, are these two dudes? I think they're having a discussion about MMA. They're talking about Kung Fu fucking Panda. Well, he's bigger. I mean, that's why he has more body. But it's where he has more body mass.
He just believed it.
He just believed it. Kung Fu Panda. Whew, good movie.
Man. People love that movie.
I don't know.
I saw that movie.
It's good, right? It's Jack Black, your boy.
My boy.
I don't know. You guys are talking about Kung Fu Panda right now? Is that... I mean, that movie didn't even... It's not as if that movie was just...
No, no, no. It's not. No, no, no. We're not...
I can't...
not talking about Up.
You know, it's just crazy, man. He just
went up.
Oh, you're talking about Up? Cool. That's, you know, cool. It's just cool. In the, you know...
The growing popularity of social networking sites.
That's very true. I've heard about
it. They've gotten pretty big lately.
You know, you've harnessed the power of the book.
They've given rise to the self-portrait. And this is a...
What does that mean?
Well, Seth doesn't go out much, so let me sort of explain you. Let me paint a picture for
you.
I'm downtown. It's a weekday. I'm at some sort of East Side hipster local sort of weekly kind of
watering
thing.
Hole.
There's a couple of girls all hooked up. First honeys. Time they've seen each other in a while.
Honeys, they still call them that?
Yeah.
Birds?
Birds. Fit birds. And they, like, you know, as they're standing there, they're chatting away and giggling and slapping and doing rails in the bathroom. And they basically hold their cameras out and take a picture of themselves.
Saying, like, this is our night.
At arm's length. So there's a lot of that.
I see a lot of
above,
that.
Above the head.
I see a lot
now,
of that.
Now, this is something.
A lot of people doing that. Is doing that what they're it. Doing?
People now do this completely.
It's all I see.
In the open.
It's all
this
I see.
This is something they have no qualms about whatsoever. This is me here. Well, this has given rise to a new phase of digital cameras. This is the self-portrait, the self-shooter. It has a viewfinder next to the lens. So when you point the camera at yourself, you're looking at yourself as well. As opposed to
so
whatever.
The viewfinder that in the back traditional I'm at the Grand Canyon
still there.
I want to frame the photo this time because I'm taking a picture of me. I can frame it, but from the front. So essentially, we've become so completely narcissistic that our cameras, which used
show
to
us
be
a picture of ourselves,
I believe Henri Bresson, you're trying to capture a moment, the moment before the moment. It's now turned around because all we do is take pictures of ourselves and talk about ourselves.
Of our own faces.
I look amazing. I'm going to take a picture of myself. It's called a fucking mirror. Take a picture in your mind's eye.
Samsung dual view camera.
$300.
Self-portraits for social networking.
Those are going to sell like hotcakes.
I would say definitely going to see some stockings. It's going to see the inside linings of some stockings this year.
It's a camera that allows you to take... What is that camera? What are you taking a picture of?
My face.
I'm taking a picture of my own fucking face.
And I'm putting it up on the internet.
And I'm going to put it everywhere so people can be like, awesome face, yo. Hey, do you harness the power of the book at all?
You know that.
I know you're going to
do
that.
I
do
this.
I don't do that. I wish I did that.
I've never done that.
You've never done that.
I've done that out of necessity
only. I wish I was so handsome that that's what I did.
No, that's not true. I've done that.
You've done it. Many
times. That's a lie. I've done it.
You've done it.
I don't think I've done it in public.
You've done it in public.
I've never done it in public.
You've done it in an alley.
I don't think I've done it in an alley.
You've done it.
Wanky, wanky.
Like, yeah.
No, I've not done that.
Don't do that. That gets out. Gets out quick.
Yeah.
We see what happens. People do that. Right? Happens.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
I wish I did that. I wish I had all... I want to get the... Did you harness the power of the book at all this week?
Yeah, and
it was,
how?
It was fucking amazing, right?
It's... Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
God.
Teeming with activity.
Teeming with awesomeness.
Yeah.
I mean, I am just like, I'm out the loop.
Don't worry about
it. It's such an odd thing, man.
It's such a gross,
my life is so weird.
It's not.
So fucking weird.
It's so not.
Do you know when I'm driving? I don't have a cell phone. You know that, right? So I don't talk on the phone when I'm driving, and I see everybody doing that.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, man, I don't do that. And you know, other times, like, I see people on the phone and I'm like, I want, those phones are hot. I had your fucking phone last week. Jonathan left his BlackBerry here, so I took it out and saw people that I knew, and they saw me holding it, and they were like, what the fuck are you doing with that? I was like, it's my BlackBerry, dog. It was like faux texting, and it was awesome. And I was drinking a Starbucks coffee, and you had the BlackBerry, and a friend of mine, a girl, said to me, she's like, you look like an LA action figure.
So
and
tight.
I was like, that's awesome. I don't know what that means, UID. But it sounds LA, LA action figures.
Urs. I gotta get in on that.
That's
cool.
Yeah,
on that.
I was. But I was like, but then Amir called and I saw Amir's number and I just picked that fucking phone up and it looked good on my ear, yo. I got my new glasses and I had my Starbucks in my left hand and I was talking to Amir on your phone with
right.
my right hand. It felt fucking right, it yo. Does. I look good with that thing.
Yep.
People thought it was mine.
It's the new curve.
People thought it was mine. Yep.
You might get one.
Fuck that.
You might get one still.
Oh, shit.
You may have to.
Wanky, wanky. September 20th.
A social media research firm took 2,000 tweets all in the English language over a span of 2 weeks. From that cross-section, they basically categorized them up and found that 40.55% of them would go under the category of pointless babble posts.
Pointless babble.
So, you know, fuck, man, fucking stock market. So that goes in like finance, business.
Okay.
There's, you know,
like
go Bruins, like sports, like you Obama. Got politics, you know, and then you've got like,
and then you've got, I just took a picture of myself with my new Samsung camera.
Oh my God, the smoothie's amazing.
Oh my God, pomegranate, it is the bomb.
Spin class again.
Fuck, man.
I think I should get a tandem bicycle.
Give me more.
Oh my God.
Give me like three more.
Twilight really is as good as they say it is. Anyone see that Avatar trailer?
One more. Jonathan's tweets. This is a new segment. UID's new segment. Jonathan's tweets.
Fuck. Oh, man. Damn it.
Down here on the west side, waiting for that sun to come out. Thanks for the update, you fucking asshole.
Man,
it's gloomy this morning. J-Dog, out.
It's just, I don't know.
It's fucking pointless babble is all it is. Everything is. Everyone's just talking about their days and taking pictures of themselves. I don't know.
But they're allowed to, right? We live in a world now where that's okay to do.
We live in a world, Jonathan. We live in a country. This is America through the eyes of two American Americans where you can do
Whatever the fuck you want.
I see these people at these Obama rallies and they're holding assault rifles standing there like they're at town hall meetings. And I'm like, can you do that? And I'm watching pundits be like, oh, that's totally legal as long as it's like out in the open. I'm like, well, that's pretty crazy. Like, all right, I'm down. Like sidearm, like chilling. Assault rifle just at the meeting. Sup? Like, all right, I guess any place you can just like get a delicious Starbucks coffee and walk around with your gun and... I guess that's cool. Go see a fucking movie. Go see District 9 with your friends. What a country, man. You can do whatever the fuck you want. It's just stupid ass people fucking doing stupid ass shit. And
but then
that
those
makes,
stupid ass people get together and do like
they get
wicked
ass
stupid
shit.
Ass shit.
Yeah, like vote for George Bush twice. That's what they do. They get together and they use social networking sites and then they fucking do some crazy shit.
But I mean, are these people going to wind up like hurting somebody?
Oh, definitely. Like, I can't believe that motherfucker's still alive. I am fucking shocked that that fool is still shooting hoops at the White House and that some crazy motherfucker hasn't... You know they're spoiling shit left and right. You know? I bet that's probably part of their day every morning was like, you'll never believe what we stopped today. But more than likely, it's not like fucking In the Line of Fire. It's not like it's some sort of John Malkovich like genius making a fucking gun out of a bar of soap. It's just her to Hatters. It's like I could foil that plot. There's a bunch of dudes, they're down in Alabama, they're gonna kill the president. Like they hang out at this bar, it's called Bloopies. And well, I'd walk in and talk to three idiots and be like, you're all like, under arrest.
But three idiots who have been hunting since they were 3 years
but
old.
But they're so stupid.
But they don't need to be that smart to start some crazy shit off. They don't need to be that smart to kill a couple of fucking people and set some fucking shit off.
You gotta keep an eye on these things. That's why I keep an eye on my shit. You know I do.
I mean,
walk around on high alert. That's why I don't have a cell phone, because I can't be walking around my head down texting. Got to have my eyes out on the streets. You got to be aware of these things. Keep a walkie on you. Jay Leno will premiere his new show on Monday, September 14th at 10 p.m. His first guest will be Jerry Seinfeld.
I don't know who that is.
Do you remember the 90s?
Oh, he did porn.
No. He had a...
He did porn in the 90s.
He had a sitcom. It was on, and it was actually on NBC. It was called Seinfeld. It was on in the 90s.
What's NBC?
NBC used to be... It was a huge television network in the 80s.
What's a television network?
Television... You know that humongous flat panel thing at Jordan's house that's on the wall?
Yes.
That really wide thing that's always playing sports? That used to be bulkier and heavier, and it used to have people talking to each other on it in different scenarios.
But not real scenarios.
Not real scenarios. It would be like a made up scenarios. I think it was Mush or something. There was some huge show in the 70s that was, it was a while ago.
But it was big.
It was fucking huge in the 50s.
Like popular.
Wicked popular. Like the Beatles like came and like they made a debut on it. Made it wicked big back in the 40s. Super popular.
All right.
But so he's trying to do something and he's got that guy on. It's cool. Don't sweat it.
You got you covered.
We got it covered. It's two dudes. I don't know them. The Backstreet Boys, they've released a single from their new album. The album's called This Is Us. Jesus. And that comes out on October 6th. They begin their tour on October 30th. Jonathan, the Backstreet Boys, they're also, they're a boy band.
They
were boys and sort of like young boys and like I guess
Vienna boys choir.
It was like a boys choir, but with a little more sex appeal. It's used to be a thing. It started
without the castration.
It was a thing. They sort of sing poppy melodies and love songs, and they would appeal to like a young girl audience. It's something that used to exist,
or boy audience
doesn't exist, or an older man
older
audience.
Man.
It doesn't exist anymore. But
audience.
they were really. Remember New Kids on the Block?
Yes,
they were sort of like.
The first ones?
They were like the first ones ever.
What about Menudo?
Remember New Edition?
What happened to Menudo?
Basically, the Backstreet Boys, they were sort of they sang love songs for girls. And now, like, a couple of them have, like, wives and kids. But they've all decided to leave Kevin. That's the tall, skinny guy with the goatee, my boy.
The model.
They left him out. He didn't want to do it.
Well, because he was wearing like leather kilts by the end of it.
Yeah,
he was stretching his fucking wings, man.
Well, they're gonna get back together now in 2010, and they're gonna go on fucking tour as the Backstreet Boys.
Songs,
hey,
Kevin.
Guys, two of you have wives and children. You're no longer, dude. I swear to you, can I mobilize these Herd of Hatters and do something at this concert and like do something there?
Well, you can direct them, yeah. Like if you could.
I don't get it. Kiss will release their new album, Sonic Boom, also on October 6th. So you can get either one, except you'll have to go to Walmart or Sam's Club because that's where this is being sold exclusively. And also, when you're at that Walmart in September, you can pick up Foreigner. They will release their new album called Can't Slow Down on September 29th. That will also be sold exclusively at Walmart. You don't know how many times I've laid in bed when my alarm goes off super early and thought to myself, when the fuck is Foreigner going to release a new album? I've been saying that for like since their last one in 94. Since I moved to LA, probably two or three times a week. Probably two or three times a week, I'll be like, where the fuck is Foreigner? Now, do not get me wrong again. There's a couple Foreigner jams.
Yeah.
It feels like the first time is probably the greatest song ever.
You had to pick Foreigner or Journey?
Foreigner in a second. Foreigner, those are my boys. I mean,
Boston or Foreigner?
Zizo. Fucking shit, man. I gotta sit down right now. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm having like, holy shit. Double Vision is such a good fucking song. All right. I don't even wanna. Is disrespectful to everybody involved. But it's nice to know people are still.
Still what?
Getting their thing on. Can't slow down.
There might be a jam or two on that Foreigner record that they pull out. They may pull one or two out.
There is not a chance in fuck.
No?
That there will be a song on that Foreigner album or a song on that Kiss. We went back to our roots. Well, we went back to our rock. Shut
they,
up. They,
you have to have roots to begin with. But
never, I was never down with that.
Fuck that
they were,
shit.
They were pretty big
they
though,
were
right?
huge, but I never popular. Got that fucking
never got that either.
Gay shit,
never
man.
Got that shit.
So
very
lame.
Theatrical. Never got that.
I like Gene Simmons like
missed,
as like a villain in movies in the 80s that I saw, like him in weird B horror movies.
I just,
like,
just because at that point, me and my cousin Eric, we got Shout at the Devil, and that had makeup, and it never,
yeah.
Kiss was a little, and I was just like, oh, this is like so much better.
It was so much better.
Because the crew were like the best.
Yeah,
because
they were like crazy, like,
and they had makeup on in like a sort of woman way, and
yeah,
I was
like
I'd
Kiss
rather
were
do,
just like pervy, gross
yeah, I'd
dudes.
Rather do this woman makeup thing. This is way better.
I don't know. I never got it.
Never got it either. We're probably too young? Or no, because everyone's down
no,
with them.
No, people would say that we're maybe too young. Or at least I am.
Fuck you.
I'm serious, though.
No,
it
no.
is that
that's
short of
is.
A window of time. According to the Journal of Psychological Science, insults are taken better lying down rather than sitting upright. Brain activity is more prevalent during this time while the subject heard slurs.
I would believe that. Because when you're in a, is that prone? When
so
you're
then
lying
would it
down,
be appropriate if you're
fighting with your wife?
Yeah, or like in some sort of verbal battle with a friend or somebody you're in a working relationship with that you guys actively pursue sorting out your problems, that if you knew you were about to say something to that person that you asked them to lie down,
punch
first?
Them and knock them down
or maybe
get
just
them there.
Tackle them.
I'm gonna knock you
pin
down.
Them down.
No, you should, you definitely say, wouldn't you be
like,
more comfortable,
Seth? I need you to lie down.
So just look at how comfortable that couch looks. You want something to drink? You want to lay down? Because when you're sitting, I mean, you're like, you could, like when I'm watching TV, some people just watch TV. I got to have my house Jordans on because I'm mobile. I got to get over to the fucking laptop. I got to do
yeah.
And when I'm sitting up, if you say something to me, I'll tackle you because I can quickly, like,
yeah.
If I'm laying down, it's my
mind. By
the
time you've gotten up, you're thinking,
yeah,
you've
my
thought
mind
this
is
through.
Working differently.
And you're it's like, he is right.
The way my synapses, because they're in a horizontal position. I believe that.
I'm down with that.
I don't know what the scientific research is, but I believe it. Honey?
Maybe we can ask this guy.
Honey, could you lie down?
I need you to lie down.
I have something to tell you.
I need you to lie the fuck down.
I need
a second.
You to get like low.
Get real low.
Hey, shawty, get low, because what I'm about to fucking tell you is going to rock your shit. I'm leaving you for your sister. Is that cool?
Are you cool?
Hey, are you cool with the fact that I'm leaving you for your sister?
Well, you have to insult her, though. So you have to, you're a cunt, and I'm leaving you for your sister.
Hey, you're very mean to me, and I'm leaving you for your sister who's not mean to me.
You're very mean to me.
Honey, you're very mean to me. Do you think people leave their spouses for their spouse's brother or sister? I bet that happens.
What do you mean? Yes.
That would be tough. That'd be tough.
It'd be a deuce.
Like if your lady don't. Left you for Benjamin, that would kill you. I mean, you'd kill Benjamin, or you'd have me kill him, but that would kill you. Honey, I'm leaving you. For whom? Seth? No. Benjamin.
Yikes.
You better be laying down.
Yeah.
Because if you were sitting like that, you're ready to just Jesus. You're ready to come at me, weren't you?
Evgang Zhu, a professor of chemistry and biochemistry at the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth, presented research at the National Meeting of the American Chemical Society that 90% of the paper money circulating the United States contains traces of cocaine. The cocaine binds to the green dye in the money through ATMs, coffee shops, newsstands, convenience stores, etc.
Yeah.
They get passed around, and basically we lead the world. We have the highest percentage of money containing cocaine.
It's up now, Colombia. Because we party.
The findings also suggest that people in banks that deal with large amounts of it could ostensibly test positive in a drug test.
Yeah.
That's so much cocaine.
So much cocaine on our bills because we party. America knows how to fucking party.
That's one thing I'll give us. But plain in a way simple, that baby. Like winds up
baby,
like...
Baby, dude. Shh, we party.
I saw a preview for Zombie... I went to see District 9.
And you saw a preview for Zombieland?
Oof.
Yizzies. That motherfucker. He parties.
He parties.
Fuck that fool. Never liked him. Never, even on Cheers, didn't like him. That's
my favorite show.
I mean, that's how you know that you're being true to yourself. Hey, that's just my humble opinion. But I didn't like him then. So why would I ever like him? Great guy, I guess. Does a lot for the environment.
Yeah.
Wonderful actor, I'm told. Never liked him.
There you go. Natural born killers?
Don't know what you're talking about. James Daniel of Indiana was arrested for setting up a meeting with a, quote, 13-year-old girl. Wanky, wanky, chat room, undercover cop. Basically, he never fulfilled any of these fantasies, but he was at the park with his condoms and like he had laid it all out. This is what I'll be wearing, you'll be wearing. This is what we'll do. It's going to be great. Police confiscated his computer. And in his subsequent trial, they found out that he was having explicit communique, trying to do the same thing and worse and other with another, quote, 13-year-old girl and another, quote, 15-year-old girl. Turns out both of those girls were undercover police that did not know of the other two. This man was having three different online relationships, trying to hook up with three different girls, two 13-year-olds and a 15-year-old, and all three were like 50-year-old cops.
Hey.
Hey, James, are you fucking cool? How is your online luck?
How's your online
are you,
game?
How's
your online
What are you
gaming?
Harnessing? What power are you harnessing? Your game is so whack. Because you're getting taken down fucking three different ways, fool. Oh, I'm a bone down on all three, y'all. No, you're not, actually.
Oh, boy.
Actually not.
Oh, the internet.
Actually not.
Oh, internet.
Oh, internet. You're so crazy. You heard about those new Gap jeans? People are talking about
69?
Them.
Whatever.
People talking about those jeans. Say they're buttery soft like RTs.
Whatever.
You don't like that.
Buy vintage.
You don't like that. You don't
buy
play
vintage.
That shit.
Listen. Hey. We have a show that we're doing on October 17th live in Brooklyn at a venue called Public Assembly. That is happening. And if you are traveling and want to see the show and need to guarantee yourself entry into it so you can make those arrangements. Out of my balls and cock look right now. They're like really, look at that. I've got like a full fucking crazy, what is that called? Moose knuckle?
Hey.
Is that what it's called? That is
Bring
gross,
it.
Man.
It. It's
look
not
at that.
Gross. It's your fucking man.
I know, but it's all like
you're proud of yourself.
Splayed out. Sorry. I apologize.
Sorry.
If you need to guarantee yourself entry into the club,
if you're on a domestic carrier and you
yes, there is on the front page of uhyeadude.com, uhyeadude, there's a link. You can click on the top and email us and give us your information, full names of every single person coming. There's no plus ones or anything like that. And
we'll try
have
to make
you'll have
sense
to provide ID
there.
when you get to the venue. And so that way you know you're getting in. And so assuming that you fill that out properly and you don't hear from us, shy of us sending out something to you guys, you guys are on the list if you fill out that form. And so
I understand there'll be much more. We'll be talking about this
October 17th, yeah. But we're just, that's now in place. So start.
So if someone was planning on taking a train, you got a fucking book of driving,
or take a train or drive, and you need to know, we're not going to huff all the way out there and not know that you're not getting in, use that RSVP list.
And we're still working out. We have the venue and you have the night. That's the most important thing. But sort of the specifics of the timeline, so that
what will transpire,
that we can be there, yeah, with entertainment and making an evening, yeah, out of it, and getting a chance to kick it,
and it will be an evening.
Laugh,
I mean,
with people, and
I mean,
oh, the, it will be an intimate evening.
Yes,
trust that.
We have, yeah, it'll be an it'll be a night. I mean, we've got the place. So.
I mean, I'm excited about New York and about Brooklyn. I want to see some Forget About It. I'm told. I'm trying to figure out if you know
apparently
where
they
I
don't
can
say
see,
that out there anymore.
If you can find out where I'm going to see my Forget About It, do I have to go like into like a Little Italy section in Manhattan, or do I go to New Jersey and go with my Sopranos Forget About It? Is there a Bensonhurst? I remember a movie.
You might be able to get somebody in Times Square doing it.
Yeah. Where do I get authentic Forget About It? That's all I want.
Oh, you need an authentic one. I was thinking more like a
no. I don't want like a naked cowboy doing Forget About It
for like 5 minutes. No, I don't. For $5, I mean, like, get a camera.
Fake like pizza stains on his tank top. Yeah. I don't want costumed. I want authentic. Forget About It.
I don't know,
so
man.
Where do I get them? I'm told that they might not no longer
maybe
exist.
Maybe only in Jersey.
I thought like I'd do the right thing, don't they? Hey, Forget About It. And I want Forget About It. That's all I want. My people. I want to be with my people on this trip.
There's a couple of phone numbers you might want to have. 888-842-2357. That's the toll-free voicemail. Seth listens to all the messages. Seth relays all messages to me.
I thought you were gonna like when you said you're gonna give out a random number. Like this is Whitney Houston's
and this is Whitney Houston's cell phone number.
Tell Whitney
323-481-4422. That's my cell. Yeahdude.com. Go to iTunes, subscribe to the show, write a review. Fucking my Facebook. It's facebook.com/ yeah dude.
Now, okay, so yeah, voicemail's phenomenal. People are yeahdude.com.
T-shirts. Buy a T-shirt.
Are buttery soft.
We got new
soft.
Ones coming too. New designs coming.
Are you kidding me with those T-shirts? Saw some photographs of some young men and some young women in those T-shirts.
Wanky, wanky.
They looked comfortable. Yep. First and foremost, because it's about comfort.
Yes.
But they looked proud. They looked happy. Is what they looked.
Well, that makes
and
me happy.
And when you wear a soft ass tee that looks good on you. Man, it makes you happy.
What about when you buy a custom one-off? Oh yeah, dude, tie dye in Brooklyn in October.
I hope people. It's gonna be. I'm pretty excited. I'm just thankful that you listen. That you're listening right now. Maybe you can tell a friend. Maybe you could get some people to listen. Say, hey, these guys are like, they're really working hard. They're trying to do the show every week. They have 180 episodes in there. They're just doing their best. You know, there's a fucking fondue restaurant called The Melting Pot. It's like a chain of fucking fondue restaurants.
Isn't their logo a melting fondue pot? I think so.
What the fuck, man? Located in Tampa, Florida, or
sounds
started
gross,
in
right?
Tampa, Florida. Are you kidding me?
There was a bar in LA that used to do one too, where it was like people getting drunk and doing fondue. Oh, and I was just like, this is so
once
gnarly.
People have some drinks, everything turns into fondue anyway.
Everyone's
at a restaurant.
Just digging
oh,
in and just so much double dipping.
That's
like
so fucking
shit
coked out
70s. Into the fucking pot.
That's
and like,
so corduroy and turtleneck 70s white Chablis bullshit.
I got something to talk about.
That's
quick.
Not right. That's not hygienic.
I want to talk to you about something. We talked a couple of weeks ago about that girl who stabbed her boyfriend because she came home and he was jerking off to porn, and she
right.
said he was cheating.
He was cheating on him,
and that garnered that generated some
heated debate.
A little bit heated debate with some people talking about it. Some people agreeing, disagreeing, etc. Something I was thinking about. What if? Because clearly, and this is only maybe in regards to couples, dudes. If you're on your own, you're on your own as far as that stuff goes. You fucking jerk off to porn too much and it keeps you up at night. You got to fucking rectify that within yourself. But as far as in a relationship, there may be some merit.
You mean a man and a woman.
A man and a woman in that or a gay
or a
relationship. But just as far as porn goes.
Monogamous relationship.
That is, there may be not something to be said for any porn that would be viewed
would be something that would be mutually viewed, that in essence there shouldn't be there shouldn't be secrets about it. That a dude jerking off when his lady goes to the store and he gets a second to like jump on his sights and like fucking Pornhub it up, that maybe there is something to that because of whatever it subconsciously generates.
It's secret. I like it.
And that, what's that?
It's secret. It's I don't like it.
Right?
It's gross.
And so,
it's cheating.
And that basically within that relationship, some sort of a relationship with porn, assuming that some people want it in their lives in some capacity but have issues rectifying that, or like what's right or what's too much or whatever, that like within that communion that some sort of balance could be reached there, where it's sort of being, I don't know, like I don't know, it's just I was thinking about it because it certainly causes mad problems in people's relationships, that much I do know. Like the way dudes deal with it, like it sicks girls out, like
because they get creepy with it. Relationship is about open lines of communication, Jonathan. It's about honesty. It's about being frank. It's about being forthright.
Seatbelts.
Seatbelts.